This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehabilitation Care Center. Patient first name is Merle, M-Y-R-L-E, last name is Leland, L-E-L-A-N-D. Date of birth is 3/29/1930, date of evaluation 1/30/2024. Referring physician, Dr. Azhar, A-Z-H-A-R. Date of referral is 1/29/2023. Complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions, history present and last. 93 years old female, period, patient is new to our service, period I reviewed. Medical records, progress notes, recent labs, common medication changes, vital signs, allergies, weight changes, and discuss patient's condition with the nursing staff. Patient was admitted to this facility on 1/8/2024 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Her chart indicates history of fall and fracture of pelvis, comma, non-traumatic intracerebral hemorrhage, comma, fracture of fifth lumbar vertebra, fracture of one rib left side, comma, poly osteoarthritis, comma, unspecified dementia, comma, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, migraine, GERD, anemia, dysphagia, patient was somewhat anxious during my evaluation, but pleased to see me. She has some trouble finding words and had a difficulty expressing circumstances leading to her placement here. She talked about being very active previously and reports that she was a teacher in Oak Park and had a big position and was a top caliber physician. She talked about being an administrator. She reports that she has two sons who are doctors and a daughter lives in Chicago. Patient talked about living at Holly Hills and might have also lived at All Seasons. She talked about her husband who passed away in November of last year. And she reports that she has a caregiver. She got tearful talking about her husband. She could not tell me today's date or the name of this facility. She knew Biden as a president but did not know who the governor of Michigan is. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. The patient was preoccupied with pain from left toe to hip and reports that sometimes she's up all night. Her chart indicates that she's on Tramadol and Tylenol and melatonin. She's also on diclofenac topical gel and Lidoderm patch. But she felt that her pain is not well controlled. She also talked about history of headaches. She reported that headaches are somewhat better with current medications. Next paragraph. Review of systems, general complaint of pain in the left leg and hip, eyes denied any vision loss, ENT reports hearing deficit, cardiovascular denied any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory denies any cough, shortness of breath or wheezing, gastrointestinal denies any stomach issues, genitourinary denies any urinary symptoms, musculoskeletal complaint of pain, skin, no obvious skin issue, neurologic, neurologic history of headaches, but no other neurologic issues, psychiatric. See complete mental cells examination, endocrine, no weight changes. Health screening follows with PCP for routine health screening. Next paragraph, psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior suicide attempts, no prior aggression, violence, no. Next paragraph, substance abuse history, alcohol, no cannabinoid, no opioids, no stimulants, no. Next paragraph, psychiatric social history, have you experienced any form of abuse, emotional, no, physical, no, sexual, no. Highest level of education, college, occupation, school administrator, retired, social supports, family, friends, children, current life stressors, current medical issues, source of history, patient, chart. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 126 over 71, pulse 91, respiration 18. Next paragraph, psychiatric examination general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, general appropriately groomed, grooming, adequate, body build, thin looking female, nutrition, thin looking, eye contact, good level of consciousness, alert, mental demeanor, cooperative, orientation to person, attention, concentration, poor judgment, limited, insight limited, impulse control intact, speech for the normal language, normal thought processes, periods of confusion, flight of ideas, no loosening of associations, none, thought content, no delusions, paranoia, hallucinations, suicidal ideation, deny suicidal ideation, intent, homicidal ideas or intentions have been denied, memory recent, impaired, remote, impaired, memory immediate impaired, recent impaired, remote, grossly intact, foreign knowledge, poor abstract thinking, poor mood, dysphoric, sleep, poor at times, appetite fair. Next paragraph, coordination and counseling, history of coordination, counseling with patient. Next paragraph, specific matter addressed or indicated in this note and also include counseling, coordination, care regarding resident status, need for follow-up, diagnosis, finding, recommendations, orders, treatment compliance, risk and benefits of treatment options. Check all these boxes. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Adjustment disorder with anxious mood, F43.22. Plans provide support. May benefit from supportive therapy. PS staff reports that patient responds when somebody sits with her and talks to her. Number two, dementia. Unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Next paragraph. Under disposition. Recommend check continue non-pharmacological interventions. Check that box. Creating a calm environment, removing stressors when possible. Next paragraph, patient does exhibit cognitive impairment, limited insight, and poor judgment. A patient does not appear to be able to make an informed medical decision at this time. Consider activation of power of attorney. Next paragraph, follow-up of PRN. Next paragraph, CPT code 90792. End of dictation.